God. If you believe that, say amen. Now, this pushes on another concept that I've taught for years. Some of y'all are new. Hear me out. How many of y'all have ever heard somebody say, whatever God wants to happen, will happen? How many of y'all have ever heard God say, God is in full control? Y'all, if God was in total control, you know this planet wouldn't be in the mess that it's in. If God was in total control, the little baby that got molested last night wouldn't have got molested. And you know, if God was in total control, somebody's going to be strung out on crack today, meth today, overdose on drugs today. You think God's in total control of that? No, he's not. No, he's not. And I want to show you a couple of scriptures that talk about this, especially this one. Let's go to Proverbs 19:3. Because see, it's your decisions. It's men's decisions that determine outcome. It's women's decisions that determine outcome. Proverbs 19:3. Some people ruin themselves by their own stupid actions and then blame the Lord. Now, if everything that was going to happen was going to happen anyway, why would God put this scripture in the Bible? So how can you ruin yourself if everything that God wants to happen is going to happen anyway? No, you can ruin yourself by your own stupid actions. Another verse says foolish actions. Another verse says dumb decisions. And then people blame God. God, why did you let this happen to me? Why did you let me marry this wrong person? Why did you choose the wrong person? Lord, how did I get in this marriage? You know how you got in it? No, let me tell you. Let me show you how. You know how you got in? Two words. Two words. I do. Did you say it? Yeah, you said it. That's how you got into it. People ruin their own selves by their own dumb decisions, stupid actions, and then blame the Lord. God is not in total control of everything that you do. Somebody say amen. I can go out there and ram my brand new Mercedes into a light pole. Was God in control of that? On purpose. He's not going to stop me. Somebody say amen. I know I'm pushing on something. Hello? God's not in total control. When God gets in total control, we're going to have a time of peace 1,000 years on this earth. Somebody say amen. When Jesus Christ come back and set up his government, the lion is going to lay down with the lamb because he's going to be in total control. Ain't no lambs need to be trying to lay down with no lions right now. They're going to get ate up. Somebody say amen. Yeah, lions are still eating lambs right now. But when Christ comes, come on somebody. Baby's going to be playing with cobras and stuff and not get bit. Somebody say amen. When he's in total control. But he's not in total control right now. He's given men, come on somebody. He's given men a will and the right to make decisions. So let me teach this other concept. We're going to get it. If you're writing, write this down. It's so good. God has two sides to his goodness. And it's my idea that only one side of God's goodness has been taught. How many of y'all know God is a great gift giver? Let me see here. He is. He is. He gives so many gifts, y'all. But y'all remember that scripture, that word I told you to write down? What word I had you repeat? Reward. Is a gift the same as a reward? Is a gift the same as reward? No. So he's a giver and a rewarder. Let me show it to you. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. That ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good. You know, he gives to evil people. Look what the Bible says. He lets the sun rise on evil people. Everybody put your hand over your heart. Do you feel a heartbeat? Hopefully you do. Or you're dead. Do you feel something? Who's doing that? God. You know the atheists still got their heart beating that's alive right now? Who's doing that? The Satan worshiper. Who's doing that? Somebody that's a pedophile that just molested a child. Their heart is still going. Who's doing that? God. God, he rains on the just as well as the unjust. He makes the sun to shine on the evil and the good. He sent the rain on the just as well as the unjust. He is the greatest giver in the universe. Somebody say amen. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his best. He gave his only son. And y'all, it is a shame that pastors have only preached the goodness of God's giving. And that God graciously gives to us, and that everything that we can receive from God is strictly a gift. And there are a lot of gifts. We talked about this. Y'all heard the message that we talked about, what's in the box, the gift of salvation. It's a lot of things that he gives us free, right? We get born again. We get eternal life. Amen. He gave us the gift of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. The gifts of the Spirit, right? The nine gifts of the Spirit that we talked about, right? The revelation gifts, the insight gifts, the vocal gifts, and the power gifts, right? And it's three of them each. There's a lot of things he freely gives us, his love. He gave us authority over the devil. He gave it to us. Y'all, that's a gift. Somebody say amen. You don't have to earn that stuff. And y'all, so much we get caught in the gifts, and it's the grace of God. We don't have to earn it, so that we don't have to be good and we don't have to be perfect. And even if we sin, God will forgive us because he gives us his forgiveness and he gives us his acceptance and he gives us salvation and he freely gives and he freely gives and he freely gives and he freely gives. This is true. But y'all, not only is God a giver, but he is a rewarder. Now, most people only know half of God. All they're interested in are the gifts. But how many of y'all want some of the rewards? Let me give you a clue. You know, wealth, God just don't give somebody $1 million. Wealth is a reward in the kingdom. Somebody say amen. Amen. Marrying the right person is a reward. Somebody say amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Having a profitable business is a reward. Yeah. You know, health, you can get healed by way of a miracle, but you know, divine health is a reward for following God's commands about your body. Somebody say amen. Amen. Can we look at this? I want y'all to see this. If you get this concept, it'll change your life. So look at it. Hebrews 11:6. Whew. Gina, find that scripture in Timothy about in the house there, two kinds of vessels. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. I want you to see this. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Right? And that he is a what? Rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So God is a rewarder. There are two parts of God, all right? He's a giver and he's a rewarder. If you really want to get into the deeper things of God, get into the rewards. At boot camp, they give you them little clothes they give you, right? They're not great clothes. They give you a cot. That's not great accommodations. They give you, like, all that. Y'all, but, you know, you want to get out of there. Somebody say amen. Amen. You want to get to some of the rewards, the GI Bill, all that stuff. But you got to get through all of that to get there. Somebody say amen. Amen. And you got to earn it. You got to earn every stripe. You got to earn every star. Somebody say amen. Amen. Cast not therefore away your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. Say, the reward is great. For you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. After you've done the will of God, you receive the promise. Everybody say two steps. There are two parts to every blessing, your part and God's part. Y'all remember Abraham and Sarah? Y'all remember they couldn't have a baby? They were old. An angel came to them and said, by this time next year, you're going to have a baby. That was a miracle, right? Yeah. They didn't have nothing to do though, right? She just got pregnant. Or did they have something to do? Sarah started laughing. She said, shall I have pleasure again? She's 99 years old. You know what she's saying? We got to learn how to kiss again. Come on, somebody. That was God's part. Come on, somebody. And there's that part. Moses standing at the Red Sea, backed up. Pharaoh's army's getting ready to come. All right? God wants to deliver them. What does he tell Moses? Raise your rod. Who does the hard part? God does. See, the easy part is what we got to do. The hard part is what God does. Somebody say amen. Amen. So Moses raised the rod, and what did God do? He split the Red Sea. Come on, somebody. Naaman the leper goes to Elijah. He's a leper. Hello? There's God's part, there's your part. Elijah said, go dip in the Jordan 7 times. Naaman got mad. Why should I do that? The woman said, if he'd asked you to do something hard, you would have done it, right? All right, so what's the hard part? Healing him of leprosy. What's the easy part? Dipping in the Jordan 7 times. Somebody say amen. So he dipped 7 times and God healed him. Feeding 5,000. What's the hard part? Feeding 5,000. Jesus said, bring me what you got. They brought him 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. He said, sit him down. He broke it. He prayed over it. He said, give it out. Come on, somebody. There's your part. Come on, somebody. And there's God's part. After you've done the will of God, you'll receive the promise. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Come on, somebody. Her part was to get in the crowd, get in the press, and touch his hem. The hard part was God healing her of a menstrual disease for 12 years that couldn't be cured. Come on, somebody. She did her part. God does his part. There's your part, and there's God's part. And we are so calculated. The thing about college people and young adults, they're so calculated because they're on the computer, they're on YouTube. They think they can figure out the algorithm of everything. But you can't figure out God's algorithm. Can I give you some examples? Do y'all remember on Monday night when Dr. Rogers said, I met this woman at breakfast. She told me she'll be here Tuesday night. He pulled out a wad of cash. Y'all remember that? He said, I'm a blesser. Do you know that woman did not come on Tuesday night? Even though she told him she was off, she didn't know what she missed. Come on, somebody. There's your part. Come on, somebody. There's God's part. But the issue is you don't know what God's going to do when you do your part. But if you know what God said do, just do what God said do and let him do his part. Do you know there was another person that I tried to get here this week? That needed a car, had just bought one, that we were gonna pay that car off. But you know, I didn't tell her, if you come to church, we're gonna pay your car off. Do you know they made every excuse not to be here? Do you know that they are absent some things because they weren't willing to do the easy part and God was gonna do the hard part? You can't calculate God. Do what he's telling you to do. Somebody say amen. See, he's a rewarder. So that woman that was going to get $700, $800, $1,000 from Dr. Rogers, she's missing that in her life. Because number one, she didn't do what she said she was going to do. See, that's another thing. The Bible says he that swears to his own hurt and changes not. Do you understand there's so many things that have happened for me just because I kept my word? But see, when we're calculating algorithms, we say, we size the opportunity up and we miss God. We were at Taste of Texas recently for my oldest daughter's birthday. Y'all, I don't look like this everywhere I go. Most of the time I'm pretty regular. I wear Yeezys and a jersey. I look like the average black man, 50 years old. Nobody knows how much money I have or what I'm worth when you go into a place. So we went to this restaurant. And I'm always looking to bless people. Because when we went to a restaurant on Wednesday morning, me and Dr. Rogers was there. There was a lady there. And she was just so nice and so kind. She had no idea what was going to happen to her. Our bill was $60. Before we left, we had loaded her and her friend up with $300-some. She started crying. Just do the will of God. So we was in, you remember Taste of Texas? You remember this. Nephew, you remember? And we were there, and Tamisa was there. And so they start laughing because they already know. And so we had this waitress of our tribe. Y'all know our tribe? And it's bad when it's black on black crime, y'all. It is. It became very apparent. So we were, you know, a large number of 7-8 people. And she was over there and we were trying to get our order. And, you know, Texas is a nice place, you know. And she was over-talking us. I said, well, I want, we don't have the onions. Could you cut it in half? We don't cut stuff in half. Is that my line? No playful banter. You know, because I'm a funny guy. So I was trying to liven it up. She was just cold, strict, over-talking, wouldn't give my wife what she wanted. We don't do that. They don't do that. We know we've been there several times. Maybe she thought she was our first time. I don't know. Maybe she thought we couldn't afford to be there. I don't know. Maybe she thought we was there on a coupon. I don't know. So then, the table right over from us, two white gentlemen, somebody else. Oh, yes. And see, if you look in the menu, I'm special for the day. So everybody, my table's all that. This is Anissa. I'm smiling. I'm laughing the whole time. I don't get discouraged. Because people do foolish stuff, stupid things, and blame God. You know that woman was short $200-$300 she could have had? And I'm sitting there laughing. I'm smiling. Because, you know, sometimes, mama, people treat you like you the one serving them. Who church y'all sitting at? Who church y'all in? I can't hear you. Yeah, but who the pastor? Yeah, people come to our church, act like they're doing us a favor. Yo, you ain't doing me no favors. You blessed to be here. And I said, whew. So then I was trying to ignore it and change it, but she just kept on, she just kept jacking it up. So finally, she brought us the bill, and she said, gratuity's already been added, because it was a large group. So she came back to get the check. I said, ma'am, you told us the gratuity's already been added. That means I can't give you any more tip. Is that what you're saying? Don't give me no more. Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I said, Gina, what's the largest tip I ever gave a waitress? She said, oh, about $250. Her jaw dropped. I said, ma'am, I said, don't size people up. Maybe if I'd have been a black rapper, came in there with some grill, maybe she'd treat me better. I got more money than a lot of them. Somebody say amen. People miss the blessing because they don't do the will of God. People miss the blessing. The blessings you're missing in your life is because you refuse to do the will of God. Pat, there's a guy that we know. Let's put it like that. Me and him know this guy. I think Cassie might know this guy too. He was engaged to the wrong girl. I mean, this girl was going to jack his life up. You remember this guy, Brother Pat?
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, bro, this girl ain't the right one. Like, bro, don't do this. Met her while, you know, when that dude, he met her while he was still married to the other girl? Said, God sent her? And I said, no, God ain't going to send that. That's called adultery. Somebody say amen. Well, I see some people reacting. Yeah, listen to what I'm saying. So I said, bro, ain't nowhere in the world that's God. This person got mad, was going to leave the church. You remember Brother Pat? He told you he was going to leave. Yeah, sent his resignation in. He's going to leave the church. I mean, I said, bro, don't leave the church. I said, I'll counsel you. I'll marry. We'll do the whole wedding. Yeah. But God had a better thing. Somebody say amen. Do you know a week before the wedding, that brother canceled because we started praying. Me and his life group leader started praying, interceding. Didn't say nothing to him. He said, man, it's off. Now, ended up with the right woman. You think so? But here's the thing. Does God send the right woman if you don't do the will of God? See, you do the will of God and the right woman. So, if he still married the other woman, does God send the right woman? No, God's not a bigamist. You miss out on that. And it had nothing to do with God. Do the will of God. And stop calculating. If I do this, then I'm going to do that. Then I do this, it's going to be easy. No, just do the will of God and let the chips fall where they may. And you know how the chips are going to fall? God's going to bless your socks off because you were willing and obedient. You'll eat the good of the land. My God. That's your part. That's God. I'm looking at eyes in here. I see light bulbs coming on. I do. And see, I'm telling you now, this is why people jack their life up. It don't have nothing to do with God. And then they come to church like this, try to treat us like our name's Stanley. Oh, I'm going to go up here to this big church. I'm going to go up here and preach all hard like that. Take your little tie butt over there and get your life jacked up. Somebody say amen. You ain't helping me. And it definitely ain't hurting. Somebody say amen. Hey, y'all. He said, I just told his life, the story of his life. Hey, y'all, this is how God works. He don't work no other way. This is how it works. Come on, somebody. It don't work no other way. Everybody say, do the two-step. As I sit there, I was going to hoop it out, but he ain't up here yet. I'll hoop it out another time. I'm ready to go. Y'all done told you, I done told you a nuclear bomb worth of truth today. That if you'll apply it to your life will never be the same. I cannot tell you how many people have missed out on stuff that I was getting ready to do for them because they just refuse to do the will of God. Now, y'all, I'm a man. I'm one person. Can you imagine all the stuff God wants to do for people? Can you imagine all the stuff God wants to do for you? But here you is calculating. No, so he made $350 a week, and I make $450 a week. Then we can put that together, and then we can pay rent. Y'all, stop doing that. Because that's not God's will. Is that God's will? Did God tell you to do that? No, you just got to make, you got to do what you got to do when the rent is due. No. Obey God. Because he's a rewarder. He is a rewarder. My God. Here's a two-step scripture. Y'all ready? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's step number one. Step number two, And God's going to add all these things to you. It's two steps, y'all. It's your step. You got to do it. Oh, bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse that they may. You got to pay your tithes. And then what's he going to do? Open up a window of heaven and pour you out a blessing? See, we want all the benefits, but we don't want to do right. Isaiah 119. I love this. If you are willing and obedient. You know, when I was coming up in high school, they had a saying, if was the fifth, we'd all be drunk. That means just the possibilities, all the ifs in life. If you be willing and obedient, that means everybody is not. Then you eat the good of the land. Well, I got 3-4 Mercedes sitting in my yard. You know why? Y'all, not because of anything else, because I was willing and obedient to do stuff other people weren't willing to do. I was willing when I had an opportunity to cheat on my wife, not to cheat on my wife for 32 years. Somebody say amen. I was willing when I had other time to cut corners and grow a church. I said, I'm not going over there with them people that's going to the freak house with P. Diddy. Somebody say amen. No, we're going to stand and do what God said. Come with me, whether the church is full, whether it's empty, whether people are with me, whether they're not, we're going to do right. Yeah, this is why. Y'all, because it pays off. You know, God pays. He does. He actually pays. And he pays well. He just don't pay every Friday. He just don't pay at the end of every month. No, it may be seasons and seasons that you go through doing right. Doing right. Being alone in the dorm. Doing right. Everybody at the party but you. But you there studying the Bible, studying, getting your lessons and all that stuff. Yeah, just do right. Just do right. It may take a long time. But everybody think you this or that. And she thinks she this and he think he that. And all that stuff. It's okay because payday is coming after all. If I'm willing and obedient. Remember I say one day is going to be your day. Stand up, Cassie, wave your hand. Oh, boy. Listen there. I want you, college students, I want y'all to see it. Listen. Her pastor was here. That used to be her pastor. Had boyfriends. Nope, he not the one. Break up with her. Did you break up? Next boyfriend. Nope, he not the one. Break up with her. Did you break up with him? Oh, Pastor, he cute. He really the one I like him. He not no good. Break up with him. Did you break up with him? Over and over and over. Did you eat the good of the land? Yeah. See, y'all, you got to be willing. You got to be willing to submit. You got to be willing to listen to somebody. You can't think you know everything at your 21-year-old self. Just learn how to go to the bathroom straight, my mama say. Just start smelling your own deodorant. You don't even know nothing. Why don't you be quiet and listen? And there was a time she thought, I knew it by the word of knowledge. We was on a call or something, and I said, Cassie, you think your pastor, you think he just being hard on you, don't want you married? No, he wants you to get married to the right man. Right man, raise your hand. Hallelujah! Got married, had one house, got married, and then had four houses. Somebody say amen. Got married, had one income, but single. Then got married, had triple income. Somebody say amen. If you be willing. She wasn't shabby when she came into marriage. She had a house. She just didn't have a house with a pool in it. She got one now. Somebody say amen. If you just be willing. But at that present moment, you think that's it. Looking back, Cassie, was that it? If you would have married them jokers, and then one of them jokers, we don't even know which, what was he? True. How many of y'all willing to become willing? How many of y'all are willing to step and do the will of God no matter what? Every head bowed, every eye closed. You here today? Whew! Power of God is so strong in here. The anointing is strong. Y'all, we know people in our family. They met people while they were still with somebody else. They got married. I mean, work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Whatever, you know, if you're already in something, work it out. But I can tell you that wasn't God's best. Didn't know my daughter-in-law. Didn't know she was going to be my daughter-in-law. Was in the old building and said, baby, God said, whoever it is, you need to break up with him. He ain't no good. That dude ain't never been to our church. He lived in two states over, another state over. He was in church that day. She had brought him to church, and she broke up with him that day. Now, she ain't broke up with that dude. She wouldn't be married to my son. Yo, you got to do the will of God. Some of y'all know you with some low-down, no-good people. Not even just boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm talking about just hanging with people that ain't right. Dealing with people that ain't right. You know they not right. You got to let them people go. That's the will of God. Blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Standeth not in the way of sinners. You know they not right. Do the will of God. But it's hard. So what? Nobody said it'd be easy. Anybody broke up with a boyfriend or girlfriend and it was easy? Yeah. But sometimes it was hard. So what? Sometimes we got to leave a job, a business deal that looked like it's going to be this or that. But we know it's not right. Who wants to do the will of God?